bar mitzvah, he can do all the averis that he wants to do on his own. And with the Rabbana, the din of chinuch is that the father has to train the children now before their bar mitzvah to keep all the mitzvah, not the treifas, to observe Shabbos and so on. But that's only when the child is yegila chinuch, when the child is very young. So there's no chinuch at all. What are you going to tell him? A little infant, what are you going to tell him? So here in this, the beginning of Parshas Hamor, there's a gemara in the end of Yevamos, the beginning of Perek Cheresh. The gemara there talks about chdidim of Cheresh Shaita v'kotten. Kedusha Cheresh and Kedusha Shaita. Kedusha Cheresh is min derabbanon. Kedusha Shaita they never made a takana derabbanon because the Shaita is crazy. Eronim dorm nochosh b'kvif achas. The gemara says marriage is not going to last. So they never made it. They didn't bother to make a takana by Kedusha Shaita. And Kedusha Cheresh, they did make a takana. Some people would like to marry a spouse that's not going to answer them back, who's not going to give an opinion. So, and cotton, there isn't even Kedusha Medrabban. So in that, the beginning of Perek Cheresh, the Gemara develops the din of Emma v'Amarta l'hazak do'el malaktanim, that it's also supposed to be a dime. The Gemara has three psukim, where we learn out such a drasha, and then from those three psukim we extend it to Kol HaTorah Kulo. That even if the cotton is lo higei l'chinuch, mamash, an infant, a little baby, and you have to feed the baby, you have to put the spoon in the baby's mouth to feed the baby, you're not allowed to feed the baby treifus, because that's also supposed to be a dime. So this is a big machloikis in Achreinim, whether this applies even to a sheita. Let's say there's a sheita who's never going to straighten out. A baby, at another 12, 13 years, the baby will be old enough to he'll be mechuyev and mitzvahs. So some achrayim hold that this, and Nadi Behuda's son has a tshuva about this. He quotes earlier achrayim who think that this is midin chinuch. Even though the child is lo yigel chinuch, he's an infant mamish, but this element of chinuch there is. Shalol is supposed to be adayim, that's an inyan of chinuch. But if it's a shaita, if the person is a shaita, he's never going to straighten out. He's going to be shaita for the rest of his life, or cherish. Never going to straighten out, then there's no din of chinuch at all. So then it's mutar, it's supposed to be a dime. And the Chassam Sefer quotes this from the Nadi Behuda's son's tshuva, and he disagrees, and he quotes like a needle in a haystack, he quotes this Rashba in Perek HaNizokin, where the Rashba has one line in the middle of a long paragraph. He says, also it's supposed to be a dime, even applies to a shaita. Achidish. He holds that it's not midin, has nothing to do with chinuch at all. So din, also it's supposed to be a dime. It's a question, what exactly is considered it's supposed to be a dime? The Chassam Sefer has a tshuva, the Rav Moshe talks about halacha l'maaseh, what's the din. Let's say sometimes you have, someone has a child who's not all there, so they send a little child to a government facility, to a government institution, that they should try to straighten out the child. So when the child is in the government institution, the government, they're going to give him tray for food, they're going to serve tray for food. The child is going to eat on his own. So is that called Sofinan Lebi Adayim? I signed the child up to go to this institution. They're going to take care of him. They're going to serve him tray for food. So that's a shaila. Is that called shalom is supposed to be a daim or not? Before bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah.
So, and that pasuk they argue that some serve in another view.
No, they're arguing about Rabia by Treifus, but Shalom is supposed to be a dime. Shabbos is at this, the Cholade is a separate din. That if my child is doing on his own, my child is doing a malacha on my behalf, so I have to stop him. Even though I wasn't Safina Lebi Adayim. If the curtain turns off the lights, turns on the lights, it turns off, my child turns on, it turns off the lights for me, and he understands that it's Litoivasi. So then I have to stop him that he shouldn't do it. So that's Shabbos is different. Then. Yeah.
They don't use that as a limit for all the other cases.
No, Shabbos are separate. Then.
Is it only in Kashrut heavy, or is it, let's say, like in the school, they're going to come pick him up on Yom Tov with the bus, or he's living in a home or something?
Everything, yeah, even to Maskohanim, everything to Kol HaTorah Kulo, yeah. The Gemara learns out from the three psukim, by Tumas Kahanim and by non-kosher food and so on. It applies to Kol HaTorah Kulo, yeah.
Right, and Rabbana, like let's say taking him somewhere on a bus, he's not doing anything.
Adin the Rabbanon, that's a machlekes, an aver the Rabbanon's machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam holds shalol is supposed to be a dime applies whether the aver is the Reis or the Rabbanon. The Rashba disagrees. So that's a question, how you paskin. That's a shalom halacha, how you paskin on that. The Torah has the din kodim and not permitted to be metam lemesim unless it's one of the seven relatives. If it is one of the seven relatives, then the Torah says, if the Kohen's sister died, lo yitamo, the Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, whether lo yitamo is a choivo, or lo yitamo is a rishus, he's permitted to be metame. The Gemara says that this machlekes repeated itself generation after generation. The final time they had the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and there's always gepaskin the Torah, like Rabbi Kiva, the lo yitamo is a choivo. An earlier generation, Bisman Abayis, had this machlekes. Then it was also his gepaskin. Lo yitama is a choiva. The kohen who didn't want to be metame when his wife died. So the Gemara says, Timu echav akohanim bal korchoi. Do metame him bal korchoi. This is the this pasuk lo yitama the choiva is based on kabbad abrius. This is the mocker and chumash for the concept that kabbad abrius is sometimes doche isurim. And it's a whole sugi in brachas. To what extent do you say kavod rabbis is deicha? The Gemara says kavod rabbis is deicha de rabbanans. It's a question: is it deicha all the rabbanans? Yad Malachi has a discussion: kavod rabbis is deicha all the rabbanans, or it's only deicha those specific the rabbanans that are mentioned in the brisa, like a coin going to beis hapras. It's not a real tumah deraisa; it's a tumah de rabbanan. The Gemara has a few cases mentioned. So the Yad Malachi has this Shiloh. Comes up all the time. Let's say the Balkore killed the whole Kriyas HaTorah, just not Yoytze at all. But the whole Kriyas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon. So do you humiliate him in public? Do you tell him, can you please sit down? We have to. Do you switch the Balkore in the middle? That's a Shiloh, where the Kavod Abriya says, Decha, all the Rabbanons. Or is it only Decha, certain Rabbanons? Yeah. But this is the mocker of the institution of Kavod Abrius.
It's a question then if you correct him, explaining also.
Also. If you correct a lot, so he's going to be embarrassed, terribly embarrassed. Correct here and there is not bad. Every other word he's going to mispronounce, yeah. So he's going to be embarrassed. So you should have the sechel to step down on his own. They don't always have the sechel. So that's the question about embarrassing him.
I think we quote Shuva from, I don't remember, maybe Menachem Yitzchak. Says that it's not Shia. It's Balkore should know better. He gets up there himself. He's supposed to be prepared. He's not his own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Which later, that's the quote from one that we get in a big cooler. If Balkore didn't show up, and you had to replace him, so you don't correct the guy who has to replace him.
Oh,
it's not his fault.
That's right. That's very good. That makes very good sense. That's very good. The Rambam says that included in Lo Yitama Kavod Abrius is all the Hilchas Avelus. Because the Rambam follows the Rif, who follows the Goyim, that Avelus, there is Avelus Deraisa, Avelus Yam Rishon is Deraisa. Tosis disagrees, they hold that all Avelus is only the Rabbanan. Aninus is Deraisa, Aninus L'chud and Avelus L'chud. So that's, so the Rambam claims that observing Avelus Yam Rishon is included in this mitzvah sasei of Lo Yitama, to observe Avelus. The Rambam only holds Avelus Yom Rishon, the Rambam and the Rif and the Shita, Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, only if it's Yom HaMisa VeHakvura, if the person was buried on the same day that he died. If he died on Friday and he's buried on Sunday, then even the Rambam would agree that that's not Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa. That's a question. The Gemara says, an Oinen calls Manshe Mesa Muta Lefanov, an Oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs, but the Rabbanon is such an Isa. An Oinen is also. And the Pischei Tshuva says it's only made the Rabbanon, it's not a din deraisa. Oinen is not allowed out of kavod ameis. Yeshkerach b'yad chachamim b'lakadot manator b'shev y'altase. So the chachamim prohibited the oinen from fulfilling any mitzvahs. What about after the kvura? He comes home after the kvura, then he has to observe all the mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, even after the kvura is no longer an oinen, avol yom rishon osa l'haniach tefillin. So some of the Achrayim came up with a Chiddush, some of the Rishayim, some of the Achrayim came up with a Chiddush. Obel Yom Rishon is also Laniach Tefillin, it's only if it's the Yom HaMisa VeHakvura. But if it's not, the person died on Friday, and then the Kvura was on Sunday, so it's not Yom HaMisa VeHakvura, it's a different day, so then he should put on Tefillin. When he comes home, he should put on Tefillin. The Ramban writes in the Torah Sa'adam, and he has all the Hilchas Avelus, Ramban writes that that's Svara, Lechalek, that Obol Yamish and Einan and Meich Tfilin is only if it's Yehman Misav HaKvura, is only Nitnan Lehiyomer, if you assume like the Rif and the Ramam and the Chachmi Svara, that Avelus Yamish is Daraisa, so that makes a difference. If it's Yehman Misav HaKvura, then it's a Din Daraisa. But if you hold like Tosfos, that there's no Avelus Daraisa, so Yom Rishon, Avelus Yom Rishon is not different from the other 6 days. So, and nonetheless, the Gemara says that the Avel Yom Rishon ain't in Echtfil, so it doesn't make a difference, but it's a Yom Amisa B'Hakvura or not. So that's different practices, different kehillas have different practices, as far as that's concerned. When the Avel comes back from the cemetery, after the Kvuris, he's no longer an Einan, so he puts on the Talis to Mincha, he puts on an Arba Kamphis. But the question is, does he wear tefillin or not? So the pashtus is that the Ashkenazim assume like Tesis, the Avelus Hamrishon is not their Isa. So it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Yom HaMisa B'Hakvura or not. Avel Yom Rishon, Einim Neich Tefillin. But some have the practice that he does wear tefillin. It's not the Yom HaMisa B'Hakvura, he does wear tefillin. This is a famous machlokes, Rashi and Tesis, in Brochas, Daf Chof Aleph, when you say that the Kohen is metamei to the seven relatives, is this the chuya hutra? Rashi says that it's hutra. The pasuk says, nefesh leitana yamav, except for this, mamish, it's built in, the isa doesn't apply. If it's one of the seven relatives, it's hutra. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. How can you say hutra? The Gemara seems to bring it into the whole topic of kavod abis being deicha. So Tosfos thinks that it's b'toras tuchuya. The simple reading of the pasuk is that a hutra. Nevesh leitama b'yamav ki in the shera, right next to the Isa. You have the exception to the rule. It means that the Isa was never formulated in that case.
That's called hutra, and not lulemaris hazir bal?
Yeah, usually that means a hutra.
So what will be a case of where there's no hazir bal? Where you would say that there's just not an issue in this case?
Also, no Isa, the same thing. No Isa means, hutra means melechatrila, Rashi says in Brachas. What's the definition? Hutra means melechatrila. When the Isa was formulated, it was said that it doesn't apply in a certain case. And hutra means the Isa was given. Zuhuya means the Isa was given. And then what happens to contradict, what happens to come in conflict with another din, so this takes precedence over that, so that's called the Zuhuya. But if melechatrila, when the Torah formulates the prohibition, it says that it's an exception to the rule. So that's hutra. So Rashi says this is a hutra. This is mamish hutra. Better, you want to say it's better than hutra. Either hutra or better than hutra. Okay. No. He is being the Tami himself. No. Better than hutra would be, let's say, a person, you wear shatnas and big dekuna. So that's a machlokes harishonim, where the climate big dekuna is hutra or dechuya. But if you have rayon and acetate blended together, that's better than hutra. It's that, by definition, that's not shatna. Here, he is being mitame himself. This is not better than hutra. This is called hutra. When the Torah formulated the isan, not to be mitame. So there are cases that are exceptions to the rule. It was given melechatchila like that. So the pashtus in the Chumash is like Rashi, that b'mokam zayin k'rovim, it's hutra. And Tosfos says, no, it's the chuya. Hi, but the kavod rabbi is not decha deraisis. How come it's decha over here? So Tosfos says, because here it's a lav shein shava bakol. So kavod rabbi says decha lav shein shava bakol. That you have a stronger form of kavod rabbi. So what if it's a meis mitzvah? Ken Godel is not metami to the zayin k'rovim, but he is metami to a meis mitzvah. But that's considered a mochamadika form, stronger form of kavod rabbi. Let's say a nozir is also not metame to the, even to the seven relatives, but he is metame to the meis mitzvah. You can't say that a nozir is ain shavu bakol isha isha ki afli linda the nozir lahazal Hashem, a man or a woman, everyone can be mekabel a ned naziris, and naziris is a naziris is a lava shavu bakol. So how come over there kavod rabbis of meis mitzvah, how come kavod rabbis is mater, it's an isa deraisa? So they says because it's yeshna b'shelo. There's a reason why it's not as chomer and Isar as others. Here it's not as chomer because it's lav shein shavu bakol, and there by nozer it's not as chomer because yeshna b'shelo. Yeah, big machlokes in the Rebbe Yehuda and the Divrei Chaim. How far do you go with the din of kavod rabbis to be doicha dinim deraisa? So the Nadi Behuda has a tshuva. He doesn't say to whom he's sending the tshuva, because it's an embarrassment. A man was a Talmud in a yeshiva, and he used to eat by a family on Shabbos, every Shabbos. And then the husband always used to go to a Shia Shabbos afternoon, and he used to be mezana with the wife every Shabbos afternoon. He didn't realize that that's close enough. He was a little boy, a young boy, didn't realize. Then when he got a little older, he married their daughter. Then when he got a little older, he realized, what was he doing? He was violating Loisinov with the woman. So now the Shaila is, and now he's a big rabbi. So now the Shaila is, does he have to notify his father-in-law that the mother-in-law is she's in Sarsu al-Bailo? She's a Saita Vadai. He's only an Eid Echad, so al-Pidin is not Nema, but the father-in-law is certainly going to believe him. He's a big Tamachach, my prominent rabbi. So the Shaila is, but it'll be a humiliation to the whole family, an embarrassment to the parents-in-law, an embarrassment to him, to everybody. The whole story would be embarrassing. So that's why the Nadi Behuda, when he has the Shaila, it doesn't say to whom he's sending the Shaila, L'chochem Plainim and Medina Plainis. It doesn't say to whom. So the Shaila is, well, Kavod Rabbeinu says, Nad Doicha Anisa Daraisa V'kum V'yaseh. Here the parents-in-law, every time they're together, they're violating the Issa of Sait Asur al-Bailo. But they're both violating it b'shogeg. The wife does know that there's such a din, Sait Asur al-Bailo. And the husband doesn't know that she's a Saita. So the question is Kavod Rabbeinu Doicha Anisa Daraisa if it's being violated b'shogeg? The Issa Daraisa is being violated b'kum v'yaseh, but violated b'shogeg. So that's machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, if a person is wearing shatnas, person who's wearing clothing that shatnas, one is wearing it, doesn't realize that a shatnas is violating b'shogeg, and someone else knows that a shatnas. So the Rambam says, if it's shatnas daraisa, you have to take it off of the person, even if he's in public, and is going to be embarrassed, even because Kavod Rabbeinu is not matar v'nisa daraisa, even though it's only being violated b'shogeg. The Rosh quotes the Rambam. The Rosh in Brochas on the Avchafala quotes the Rambam, and he says he doesn't think so. We just said over here that if it's a lavshin shava b'kol, or it's a lavshin nitan l'sheela by tumas kahanim zayin shava b'kol. And the Issa Nozir is a lapshi eshtem b'shel. If it's a weaker Issa deraisa, then Kavod Rabbeinu is decha, even though he's violating the Avera b'kum b'yasei. So if the Avera deraisa is being violated b'shege, so that's for sure more kal than an Avera violated the Mason. So the Rosh Tainas, he should say Kavod Rabbeinu is decha, even b'kum b'yasei and Issa deraisa, because it's only being violated b'shege. So the Nadi Yehuda writes this, Machloikas, the Rambam and the Rosh. He says, "Ein diodeno lahachria. Who gives us the right to be maker like the Rosh? Maybe the din is like the Rambam. The Kavod Rabbeinu says not decha deraisa, even though it's being violated the kum liasei. So the Nadi Behuda says he has to tell the in-laws and they have to get divorced. And the Divrei Chaim has a tshuva, and he disagrees. He says the minig of the in the end of the tshuva he says the minig of the Meir HaRoi is not like the Nadi Behuda. The minig of Meir HaRoi is that if someone asks that shaila, you tell him not to tell." Because Kavod Rabbeinu, since the Aver Deraisa is being violated b'shogeg, so Kavod Rabbeinu is there.
But isn't he
was Mizana with his mother-in-law before he got married the daughter. Yeah, that was before he married the daughter. After he married the daughter, he didn't do it anymore, yeah.
How do you ascertain whether or not the woman knows the din of
Most women don't know. In the days of the Nadi Behuda, most women didn't know too much at all. Maybe today, from the G-Pats, maybe they'll know. But days of the Nadi Behuda, they didn't know. So the din is that one of the seven relatives that the Kohen is matami to is the wife. But leitam lebal b'yam of lehechalo. If he's married to the woman be'isr, let's say the Kohen marries a grusha, the Kohen Gadol marries a halal. Kohen married to a grusha, so... And then the grusha dies, so it was b'yisr. So then he's not mitami. So the Raivin in the Pirush on Teres Kohanim sounds as if he assumes that the Mishnah B'choris is recording a din deraisa. Mishnah B'choris says if a kohen is married b'yisr to a woman, Kohen is married to a grusha, Zayin v'Halala, we don't allow him to be makor karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, until he divorces the wife and he takes a neder, he's never going to remarry her. Or if he doesn't have a chance to divorce her yet, he takes a shvur that he's going to divorce her, he's never going to marry a grusha again. So then if a kohen violates the Yisuri Kahuna, so then you don't allow him to be makor karbonos on the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a knas min derabbanan. It's not a din deraisa. Even though he's married be Yisur, he's violating Kedushas Kuna, but he still has a Kedushas Kuna. And the Raivin in the Torah's Kanim sounds like he holds that it's a real din deraisa. Leitana Baal B'yamav Lahech Halo calls Manshi, that he's married to the woman, he's Mechulo. And he understands that his mamish Mechulo min Atar. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume that it's only a penalty of the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, it says, if a Kohen is married to a woman, Be'isr, married to a Grusha, married to a Giyuris, whatever, so we don't allow him to take the first Aliyah, and we don't allow him to Duchen. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this was a big machloikas in the days of the Goinim, whether the penalty in the Mishnah, the Knas Medir Rabbanan, that a Kohen is Nasei Ba'avera, you don't allow him to makor karbonis, is it only a knas regarding karbonis, or does it even apply to all in Yani Kahuna, like getting the first aliyah and like duchening? And he says, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bi'ar Halacha, he's surprised that the Mechaber Paskin Luchumre, because Rob HaGoinim said Lukula. So the Pashtus is not like the Raivin. Pashtus is not like the Raivin. That it's a din deraisa. Pashtus is only a din derabbanan. There was a dispute. There was a certain community. The Kohen was married to a non-Jewish woman. So the Chabad rabbi said, that's okay. Ein kiddushin tofsin. He's not married to her. If the Kohen is married to a grusha, the Kohen is married to a giyoris, so kiddushin atofsin v'chayv yilavin. So that's a Kohen is married, b'yissa. But if the Kohen is married to a nochris, so ein kiddushin tofsin. So he's not married to the nochris. So he's allowed to do it. And the Wayu rabbi in the community said, what are you, crazy? It doesn't matter whether he's married or he's not married. It doesn't matter Kiddushin Tavsin. He's a violation of the Kiddushas Kuna. It's not only a din. The Mishnah says also, let's say if the Kohen is in the habit, he's in the practice of going to the cemetery, he's Metame himself, and now he's Tohar. We also wouldn't allow him to be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. If he violates in Yoni Kehuna, the Pashtus says if the Kohen shaves with a razor and he shaves off his payas, also, even though that's a din on everybody, but the Gemara says in the sugya, the beginning of Yevamos, that a Kohen who shaves with a razor, shaves with beard, and he shaves off his payas, in addition to the Issa that every Yisrael has, he has an additional Issa. Kedoshim Yilo Lekeyim, it's an essay and a lois essay, because it's written over here b'miyuchad by the Kohenim. That's all. It's not only a din and a Kohen who's married beis. A Kohen violates any of the unique dinim of Kahuna. So shaving off the beard is also... So living with the Nachris is also an Issa, even though the Kedushan Anatovsin is not married. Doesn't have to be married to her. It's in violation of Yisuri Kuna. You don't allow him to Duchen. There was a big Talmud Chacham in Paris, Rabbi Rabibo, I think his name was. He died very young. Died around 10 years ago, 5, 10 years ago. So he also held like that Chabad rabbi. He said, it's only a penalty to the Rabbanan in order to be mechazik the Kohanim that they shouldn't violate the dinim that are unique to them. But marrying an Ochris, that the Kohanim share that with everybody else, so you don't have to be mechazik that. According to him, shaving with a razor also, even though it's the Gemara says in Yevamos in the Sugya at the beginning, when a Kohen shaves with a razor, when a Kohen shaves off his pace, it's an added Iser, but he shares that Iser with everybody else, so there wouldn't be the penalty over there. That's chiddush to say like that. That the only time they introduce the penalty that he can't duchen and he can't be makar karbonis is to be mechazik the isuri kahuna. But whenever it's an isur that's shared in common with the rest of the Jews, so then you don't have to be mechazik. No, no.
But by shaving is not much another pasuk.
By what?
By shaving is another pasuk. Is there another pasuk which is actually another lav in the minyan of itzos for marrying a nachris?
No, if a Kohen lives with a Nachris, that's a Zayna. Even a Gioris is considered a Zayna. So a Nachris for sure is included in a Zayna.
A Gioris. Nachris is only a
Zayna
that's on the level of the Arisa.
Yeah. Even a Gioris is also called a Zayna. But it calls Manshalan Isgar. Of course it's a Zayna. Ezi Zayna Amur Batari in Nachris or a Gioris is included in Zayna. But Yisrael is also not allowed to marry a Nachris. So that's why Rabbi Rabibo had a Chiddush. He didn't say like the Chabad Rabbah ain't Kedushin Tov saying he's not married. That's ridiculous. He's violating the Issa even if he's not married. But he said the whole Mishnah is a penalty with the Rabbanon in order to be Mechazik, the Issa that's unique to the Kohanim. But if the Kohen is violating an Issa that all the Jews have also, so you don't have to be Mechazik then. So you don't have to kick him out from the Beis HaMikdash. Still a Chiddush. In Shulchan Aruch it says you don't give the first aliyah if the Kohen is in violation of... So the Mishnah Brura says it's surprising that the Shulchan Aruch passed on like that, because if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes that it's a machlokes haga'onim, and Rav haga'onim held that this penalty that's mentioned in the Mishnah Brura is only with respect to not blooding a makor of karbonis, not being given to duchening, and not going to get to the first aliyah. So he's surprised why the mechaber paskan lechumer.
We hold like that.
We observe like that. You're not supposed to give him the first aliyah. Yeah. Yeah. Then the Gemara comes on the pasuk v'ki dashto kieslechem alakechu hu makriv. So the Gemara says in Yevamos on daf pei zayin v'ki dashto bal korchai. If the kohen is married to a grusha zayin of a halala, and he doesn't want to divorce her. So we force him to divorce him. V'kidash tabal korchoi. What do you need a pasuk? V'kidash tabal korchoi. That's always the din. Koif and all mitzvahs. If a person does want to eat matzah, if a person is doing an avera, so you beat him up and you don't let him. So Gemara Baba Kamed is a machlokes whether Ovid inish din on Avshe, loy Ovid inish din on Avshe. So the Gemara says if an Eved who is at Eved Ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis, but is yotze b'sheish. So when the sheish come to an end, when the 6 years are up, and he still has, he likes his girlfriend, he likes the shivcha k'nainis, and he doesn't want to, he continues to stay with her. So the Gemara says everyone should beat him up to prevent him. You don't have to go to Bezn. If he sees that he's about to be with the shivcha k'nainis, everybody agrees, lafrusha meisura, obed inish din l'nafshei. Kol adam, obed inish din l'nafshei is based on the principle, nasis yorek ishliach Bezn. Even though the Bezn didn't authorize me to, it's considered as if I have the status of a Shlech Bezdin, and the Shlech Bezdin has a right to beat people up if they're doing Averis. So that's the kasha. Why do you need a pasuk v'kidashtoi bal korchoi? If the kohen is married b'isser, you have a right and obligation to force him to separate from the grusha. That's the din of koif and ala mitzvah. It's based on a different pasuk. So in America, we know the answer to this kasha. In America, there are rabbis who want to function as kohanim rabbis, they want to function as a rabbi, so they have to go to funerals. The rabbi can't go to a funeral, can't function as a rabbi. So they say they're moichel on the kohuna. They feel that kohuna is a privilege and they have a right to be moichel. So that's what the pasuk says: v'kidash tabal korchai kohuna. You can't be moichel. In America, that's the answer. One would have thought, like all these apikursos or rabbis, that they can be moichel on their schus as a kohen. So kamash malon that not. The Gemara has another comment on v'kidashtoi, that you give the kohen the first aliyah. Liftach rishon, levarach rishon, v'litol mani yofa rishon. Gets the first aliyah. If you have a rabbinical conference, so you have the Chofetz Chaim speaks first. Chofetz Chaim was a kohen. Then Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was a Levi. So first Chofetz Chaim spoke, and then Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, kohen, Levi, Yisroel. So that's learned out from the pasuk also v'kidashta. So Tosfos in Chulin and the Pesayan writes that drosha that the kohen benches mezuma, the kohen gets the first aliyah. That's only an asmachta. The pasuk really means v'kidashta bal korchai, like the Gemara Yevamos da Pesayan. If the kohen married a grusha and he wants to stay with her, you beat him up and you don't let him. You don't let him violate the din. And Tosfos says that's only an asmachta. V'kidashta leftach rishon, levarach rishon, litam ani yofa rishon. That's only an asmachta mid rabbanan. Tosfos tells a story that the gabbai called up the kohen to the first aliyah, and then a non-kohen ran up and he grabbed the aliyah and the bal kori leaned and they went by them. So what's the din? So Tosfos says, usually if I steal a mitzvah from someone else, if I cheat someone out of a mitzvah, so there's a penalty of Rabbi Gamliel, you have to pay asara zehuvim. So the shaila is, does he have to pay asara zehuvim to the kohen? He was the only kohen in shul, and the first aliyah belongs to the kohen, so he stole the other guy's aliyah. So that's what Tosfos says. No, they think since the right of the kohen to get the first aliyah is only with Rabbanan, there's no penalty about Sarazum. Sarazum is only like if you did Yeshech the bird, and so the Shechet has the first right to do the Kiseh Hadam. So if someone else does the Kisa Adam, say he stole a mitzvah deraisa from me, that I was entitled to a minatur. But the Mechabed the Kain first, that's only midirabbanon, it's not a din deraisa. So you don't pay us our zoo. That's context where Tysus has it. That's on the Afpe Zayin and Chum. Morgan Avram has a shayla, let's say, the only Kohen in Shul on Thursday morning is a kid who's not yet bar mitzvah. So do you give him the first aliyah or not? Medina the Gemara cut and they get an aliyah. We have a meaning, we don't give him an aliyah, because there's a mach, the Morgan Avram and Resh Pei Beis, and Ilchus Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Morgan Avram quotes the machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, the cotton can get an aliyah, he can say the brachas on the aliyah, but he can't lane, because when he lanes, he's might see the tzibah, but the brachas are for himself. Other Rishonim say just the reverse. The kohen can get an aliyah means, the cotton can get an aliyah means the kid can lane, but he can't say the brachas. So if you want to be machmer for both shittas, then you're left with nothing. You're left with nothing. So we're machmer for the both opinions, and we'll only give them after. But you don't let the cotton lane anything, because according to one opinion in the Rishonim, he can't say the other. He can't lane, and the other opinion can't say the brachas. So if you're choshish for both, so you're left with nothing. So here the shiloh, all right, that's chumers. But over here, the only coin in shul is a cotton, so maybe we have the obligation, the kidashtai, to give him the first aliyah. So the Morgan Avram says no, because the coin cotton is possible to be makro of karbonis before bar mitzvah. The pasuk says, "V'kidashta why kieslechem alakechu hu makriv." So since a coin cotton is not roy lahakrov is karbonis, so the mitzvah v'kidashta doesn't apply. That's the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page asked the kasha about the Toros Kohanim, has a comment on this pasuk, even though it says v'kidashta kieslechem alakechu hu makriv. What if he's a balmum? Balmum is kain. Balmum is permitted to eat karbonis, but he's not allowed to be makriv karbonis. And it says eslechem alakechu hu makriv. So nonetheless, the Toros Kohanim is marbe that the din of the kiddushta to be mechaber the kain even applies to a kain balmum. So why should it be different a balmum and a cotton? Just like a balmum is not makriv karbonis, and nonetheless there is a din of the kiddushta. So why does the Magen Avraham say by a cotton that there's no din of the kiddushta? So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe to be miyashiv the Magen Avraham, maybe he thinks that there's a major difference between a kohen cotton and a balmum. Maybe cotton doesn't have a full kedushas kohuna. Masheni kein balmum has a full kedushas kohuna, but he has a psul that he can't be makro kabbanis. But the question is, mehechateisa, do you have a mocha to split between the lechalek ben advekim? They say that a kohen cotton has an incomplete kedushas kohuna, and the kohen gadol, who's a balmum, has a full kedushas kohuna. It's just that that he has a psul. So that's a question. That is a question.
Put the other way around.
Yeah. I would have said also the other way around. A balmum is something missing. Cotton is going to straighten out. He'll become a gadol. Yeah. If anything, you should have said faket. Yeah. But the Magen Avraham says the cotton, no. And the Toros Kohanim says the balmum, yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's what he thinks. The seichel should have dictated just the reverse. Yeah. The pasuk says when one of the relatives of the kohen gadol dies, he's not allowed to be metame. Only a meis mitzvah is metame. Not allowed to be metame even to the zayin krov him. Umen amigdash lo yetsi v'lo yichalel es mikdash alakov. What does it mean? Kol zman that the meis wasn't buried, so the kohen is an oinen. So usually, if an oinen is makro karbonis, it's pasul. An oinen is one of the psulim. So here the pasuk says, "Man amigdash lo yetsi v'lo yichalel." He will not pasul the avoida because the kengodel makar voinen ve'ena oichel oinen. Kengodel is allowed to be makar karbonis in the state of aninus, v'loichalelas mikdush alakov, but he's not allowed to eat karbonis when he's an oinen. Yeah. What does it mean when amikdush layetze? So the Rambam quotes the din that any kohen all year long, let's say a kohen is doing an avoida, is doing kabbalas adam, halachas adam, zrikas adam, and he decides to leave in the middle. He sees. He says, please take over. He gives the klisharis to a different kohen. He says, you take over. I don't want to finish the avoda. So the Rambam says, any kohen who's in the middle of avoda, and he gives it to a different kohen, and he leaves, and it's a violation of the lab, min amigdush lo yetze. But it only says it by kohen gadol. And the answer is no kohen gadol all day long, even though he's not doing any avoda. It's considered as if he's in the middle of an avoda. By kohen hedyot, it depends. If he's stuck in the middle of avoda, then you have a din min amigdush le'yetze. But the Kohen Gadol's role is, the Rambam writes, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he says, you appoint a Kohen Gadol, and Kvodo B'Sefarta of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, and to supervise HaKrovos HaKrovos. It's considered as if he's in charge of everything all day long. See, he's never allowed to leave. It's considered as if he's always holding in the middle. And a Kohen Hedyot, who is holding in the middle of an Avodah, is also over on the lav if he leaves in the middle. The Rambam, the Big Dekuna, both Big De Kohen Gadol and Big De Kohen Hedyot had shatness. The Kohen Hedyot only has shatness in the Avne. And Kohen Gadol has shatness, kilayim, in several of the begodim. So the Rambam is of the opinion that the heter for the Kohen to wear shatness is only b'shas avodah. The moment the Kohen Hedyot finishes the avodah, he has to take off the avnate, because it's shatness. And the Rambam, so the Ravid asks, what about Kohen Gadol? Why is he only Ravid? The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid thinks that it's mutter to wear the big dekunu all day long, even after he finished doing the avodah. The question, how to read the Gemara? Because the Braisa, the Gemara in the beginning of Erechin, it says, Hakol Marichim. Everybody can take a neder Erechin. And then the Gemara says, a Braisa, Hakol Chayavim B'Tzitzis, Hakol Chayavim B'Kriyashma, Hakol Chayavim B'Tkiya Shofar, Hakol Chayavim B'Shatnas. Gemara keeps on quoting one Braisa after the other, a few dafim Gemara. Gemara says, why does it say Hakol? What are you being marbe? What's the chiddush? That all the Jews are forbidden to wear shatnas. And Gemara says, all the Jews are forbidden to wear shatnas. One would have thought that Kohanim are permitted to wear shatnas. Torah says they can wear shatnas in the Big Dekuna. So one would have thought that the prohibition doesn't apply to them. Kamash Malan, the he, the be'eden, avoid the mystery, true. Vishas avoid is mutter for them to wear shatnas. Shalom be'eden avoid, not vishas hakrobas hakabonis. It's not mutter. So the Rambam understood, even though he's wearing the Big Dekuna, the Avnate has shatnas, Shalom b'id navayda, he has to take off the Avnate. And the Ravid says, no, Shalom b'id navayda means when he's wearing his own pagodim, when he's not wearing Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna is muta all day long. So that's what the Achrayim, the Rishayim and Achrayim, Tosis talks about it already, is the kind of violation of the Yisuf, he wears the Big Dekuna with the shatnas, he wears the Avnate, Shalom b'shas avayda. So Tosis said, the question is whether Duchuya or Hutra. The heter to wear shatnas and big dekun, if it's hutra, so it's mutter even shalot b'shas avodah. And if it's duchuyah, so it's only doichah b'shas avodah. So there's a pirush on Maseches Tamid that's labeled as the pirush arayvid. They've been saying for many years that they know that it's not by the arayvid, it's by somebody else. Yeah, it's funny things there. It's not, the arayvid is always genius and sharp. The pirush on Tamid is not the sharpness of the arayvid. So this pirush, but he has interesting things. So in the Pirush Aram Yuchas Laharayvid, Maseches Tamid, so he quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos, that if you hold Kilayim a Big Dekuna is Hutra, then you can wear the Big Dekuna all day long. So he says, why? The difference with the Hutra Tchuya is only if you're doing a mitzvah, is the mitzvah Mata de Yisa Heta Goma, or is it Doiche Bekoshi? But he's not doing a mitzvah all day long. When he says he finishes the Avodah, there's no heter, it's not hutra. How can it be hutra? Let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring karbonis on Shabbos, you're doing shoychet. You bring tamidim and musaf, bring two tamidim and two musaf. Shnei klos menishan tamidim, in addition to the oilas tamid, that's also two karbonis. So you mechal al Shabbos to bring four karbonis with the shchita is a malacha. So the Gemara said beferish in Yuma that's hutra. That's not tchuyah, that's hutra. So avoid on the Beis HaMikdash, HaKrovos HaKrovos is Hutra. So the Kohanim can smoke cigars also. The Rabbi asked, the Kohanim can smoke cigarettes while the Makar Karbonis. No, Hutra for the purpose of shechting the Karbonis, what's necessary. That's Hutra, but not to do other Chilul Shabbos at the same time. So why do you say here, if you hold that Kalim and Big Dekun is Hutra, so not only are you allowed to wear it, Bishas HaVedim, Shleid Bishas HaVedim is also Mutra. Why? That's what the Rabbi asks. It doesn't make any sense. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a big Yortzeit Rosh on the topic. So he explained that Hutra means that the Heftza was exempted from the prohibition. Means Big Dekuna, the Heftza Big Dekuna are not included in the Isser. When the Isser of Shatnas was formulated by the Torah, it doesn't apply to Big Dekuna. So even if you were in Big Dekuna, Shlo B'Shas HaVoida, also the Isser doesn't apply. Duchuya means The Chevtz is not exempted. It's just that when there's a conflict between a mitzvah and Aveira, so the mitzvah is doicha the Aveira. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Avodas HaKarbonis, the Kohen has to wear shatnas. If he's going to be Bizman Shein Bigveim Aleim, Ein Kunosim Aleim, he's not going to wear Big Dikunah. He won't be a Kohen Kosher to be Makar Avodah. So it's Duchuya, not Hucha. So the Ram, that's what the Rishayim assume. And that's what Achrayim assume. Shagasari, the Machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid, whether you're allowed to wear Big Dikunah. The Kohen is allowed to wear the Big Dikunah Shloi B'Shas Avodah because of the shatnas issue. Is the Ramam holds that it's Asur to wear. He holds that it's only Duchuya. The Kiyam HaMitzvah of Hakrobus HaKarbonis, the need to wear Big Dikunah to be makrob the karbonis be'achshav is doicha the issa, so it's only b'shas avoda. And the rabbi holds hutra, the Big Dikunah, we're exempted from the prohibition. So the rabbi asks, the rabbi doesn't agree with the Rambam. He says, shloi b'shas avoda, it's not muta. It doesn't mean Big Dikunah shloi b'shas avoda. It means his own private begodim. He's not allowed to wear shatnas. So the question is, though, why did the Rambam only say it by kohen hedyot? Regarding the Avnet, it should apply to the Kain Gadol. He has a lot of Big Dekuna that are shatnas. So the Nesi Kelim on the side, the Radva says, that from the Rambam would appear that the Kain Gadol is okay. There's no problem. Shaila is why? Why is the Kain Gadol permitted to wear, why did the Rambam distinguish? Why Kain Gadol is allowed to wear Big Dekuna, even Shloi B'Shas Avodim? So the Beis Alevi has a fantastic original suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik was named after the Beis Halevi, but he didn't agree with his great-grandfather over here. Beis Halevi says that there's a din of ritzui tzitz. The Chumash, there's a din. The Kohen Gadol, when he wears the tzitz, so the Rambam paskens, the Rambam, there's a machlokes hatanaim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, in the first perek in Yuma, and Dab Zayin, whether the tzitz is meratze on the korban, if you brought a korban in the state of tumah, so the korban is posel. But if the kohen gadol has the tzitz, so then the korban is kosher. What do you mean the kohen gadol has it? So it's a machlokes hatanaim, is the tzitz only meratze, only machshe the korbanos, odo al mitzcha meratze, or even eno al mitzcha. As long as the tzitz is in existence, it didn't break. If nishbara tzitz, then there is no tzitz. Then the karbonis are posel. So we, the Rambam paskens, that the tzitz is only meratzah, it's only machshe the karbonis, if it's odal mitzvah, if he's not wearing it, then not. So the Rabbeinu Tam seems to learn that you can wear the tzitz without the other shmoneh big day kohen gadol. As long as the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz all day long, all the karbonis that are brought in the state of tumah will be kosher b'dieved. So the Beis Halevi takes issue with that Rabbeinu Tam. He thinks that the tzitz is meratzah, odal mitzvah means if he's wearing all the shmoneh begodim, not that's just tzitz alone. You can't wear tzitz alone. So since the Kohen Gadol wants to wear the tzitz all day long, in order, if there'll be a korban offered betumah, the korban should be acceptable, should be hurtzah, in order to wear the tzitz, it's only meaningful if you wear all the shmoneh begodim. If you're only going to wear the tzitz, he thinks not like the Rabbeinu Tam, you won't accomplish anything. That's the Tosfos Leidim in Kiddushin, to wear the tzitz alone, without the other big dekuna, is also meratzah. So the Beis Halevi thinks not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So he thinks that's why the Kohen Gadol all day long is considered as if he's doing Avodah, because he needs all the Shmoneh Begodim to be meratzah. Rav Soloveitchik thought a little differently. He thought along the same lines of the Beis Halevi, but a little differently. He thought, like this pasuk over here, the Rambam says, if a Kohen is in the middle of doing an Avodah, a Kohen is makter something, and then he says, I want to relax, and he gives over everything to another coin to take over. So the Rambam says, the coin head you, he gives it over to someone else, it's a violation of Manam Migdash Liyetze. If they gave him, if they mechabed him with an Avoida, he has to do the whole Avoida, he can't leave in the middle. And the Kohen Gadol all day long is considered as if he's holding in the middle. Kohen Gadol has to be in the Beis HaMikdash and supervise everything, and that's happening. So the Kohen Gadol is wearing Big Dekunah, forget, even if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Even if it's on Shabbos, there are no other karbonis. They brought the Tmidim and the Masafim, and the Kohen Gadol is there's no Shaila of Tzitz being Meratzah on anything. Nothing happening on Shabbos. No one's makar with any additional karbonis. Still, Kohen Gadol Kvod V'Sefarta, the Rambam says, is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, wearing the Big Dekunah. So the Kohen Gadol is fulfilling a mitzvah wearing Big Dekunah all day long, even Shalei B'Shas HaKrovas HaKarbonis. Kohen Hedyot is only in fulfillment of the mitzvah wearing Big Dekunah B'Shas HaVoida. Shalei B'Shas HaVoida, there's no mitzvah. So the Rambam could hold that it's Dechuya, that Shatans Big Dekunah is the Iser is Dechuya, the mitzvah of wearing Big Dekunah is Materit, So by Kohen Hedya, the mitzvah is only b'shas avodah. By Kohen Gadol, the mitzvah is to wear big tikkunos all day long. You don't have to say because the tzitzis meratzim need all the shmaya begadim. You don't need that whole story. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah quoted b'sefer to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long.
No,
only in the Beis Hamikdash. No, chutz le-Beis Hamikdash, you're not supposed to wear the tzitz. Right. Big dekuna also. He only wears the big dekuna in the Beis Hamikdash. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't wear the big dekuna.
It's not meratz, in other words. If he has to have to go home on a weekday, and you know, he's a human being.
So we paskin, it's only meratzah be'odah mitzvah. The other Tana says, kol zman it's not nishbar. As long as it sits, it's in existence, it's merat, no problem. But we paskin, the Raman paskin, it's only meratzah if it's odah al mitzvah. It's not al mitzvah, it's not meratzah. Then the Torah has a dinim if a kohen is tomei, he's not allowed to be makor karbonis. He has to be go to the mikveh, and then rochetz b'sar b'amayim, mevoah shemesh v'taher. He needs bi'al shimsha. What's bi'al shimsha? So that's a din of Harav Shemesh. So the Gemara has, there's a Mishnah in Taurus. The Mishnah says, Toval, a person is Tomei, and he goes to the mikveh. Toval, the Ola, comes out of the mikveh. Oichel b'maisa sheni. He's permitted to eat maisa sheni. Maisa sheni, when you recite Videi Maisa, an Erev Pesach of the fourth year, an Erev Pesach of the seventh year, we were learning Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel Iskenim. So Rabbi Natam said it's in the Mishnah, it's a maisa sheni about Biur, the Shas HaBiur. So when you recite the Videi Maisa, you say, Lo b'yartam imanu b'tomei. I didn't consume the Maisa Sheni in a state of Tumah. So how tohar does he have to be? So the Mishnah says, Tovol v'yola, comes out of the mikveh, he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, Oichol b'Maisa Sheni. He's permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. He's sufficiently tohar for the purpose of eating Maisa Sheni. If he wants to eat Tumah, so then it's the first Mishnah in Brochus. When do you recite Kriyat Shema b'Zman Shekanim? If the kohen was tovel in the mikveh at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's allowed to eat maaser sheni now, but he's not allowed to eat truma until Harav Shemesh. And even if he waits 10 years till he goes to the mikveh, you can't be out to the Harav Shemesh before the tefillah in the mikveh. First you have to go to the mikveh and then wait till the Harav Shemesh following the tefillah in the mikveh. And then sometimes there are four people who are Tomei, and after they become Tohar, they're Tovel in the Mikveh, and they have Harav Shemesh, their Tahara is still incomplete until they bring a Korban. That's called Mechusi Kippurim. So that's Arba Mechusi Kippurim. That's the name of the Perek. The second Perek increases. Arba Mechusi Kippurim, that's Zab Zavo, your lettuce and Mitzvah, that until they bring the Korbanus, their Tahara process is still incomplete. It's still partially Tomei. With respect to what are they Tomei? So Tvul Yoim, Atulyam, if he didn't have Harav Shemesh yet, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Once Harav Shemesh Echel B'Truma, but he cannot eat Korbanos, then he's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And if it'll be Makrav Korbanos, it'll be possible. Atulyam is possible to do an Avodah. Hevi Kaparasai, once he brings the Korbanos, from that time on, then he's permitted to eat Kochim and to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So those are the three levels of Tar. You need Tefillah in the mikveh to be permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. You need Harav Shemesh in order to be allowed to eat Truma, and then you need Hevi Kaparasa, but the Abba Mechusi Kapar. But there's Abzavi, a lettuce, and Mitzvah, you need Hevi Kaparasa in order to be allowed to eat Kochim. There's a Rashi, there's a Stira in Rashi and Gemara, and one Rashi is in Saita, one Rashi is in Chulin. I forgot already which. So one on the side of the margin, on the side, they point out it's a Stira in the Rashi. One of the two Rashis, it says that this din, that a tful yoim, is not allowed to eat truma, that's a din deraisa, that the kohen is a tful yoim and not allowed to eat truma. But the kohen is a tful yoim touches truma, then he passels it, like as if a tomei touches truma, he makes a tomei. So if the kohen is a tful yoim and he touches truma, he passels it, that's only a chumra midirabon. That's what Rashi writes in one place. And the other Rashi, he says not so, he says that's also a din deraisa, as it says mufurish in the posik and chumash. It says you need Harav Shemesh by Kalim also. So the Kli is not a pot that's Tomei, you're Tovel in a mikveh, of Vah Shemesh v'toher. What does the Kli need Harav Shemesh? The Kli is not going to eat Truma. So obviously it means if you're going to put Truma in the Kli, it'll become Pasul. So it's Beferish and Pasik, that the din of Harav Shemesh is not only that the Tvul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma, Tvul Yom touches Truma, he Pasuls it. Because otherwise, why does the Kli require Harav Shemesh? So that's a difficult Rashi. One of the Rashis is against the Pasuk of Chumash. And the other Rashi points it out. It's a beferish of Pasuk of Chumash. That Har Shemesh is needed even for Kalim. Pasuk says, one of the dinim of the Kohanim, the Kohen is Tommy, he's not allowed to be Makar Kabbanah. So it says, Nevela Trefel Yochel Tomavan Yashem. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevela Trefel because they'll become Tommy. Nevela Trefel, no one's allowed to eat. What do you mean? Kohanim are not allowed to eat Latomavo? What in the world is that all about? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the Pasuk doesn't mean Kipshuta. This Pasuk is alluding to the institution of Nivla Seif Tohar Metame Abes Ablia. If you have an eagle, it's a non-kosher bird. So if you eat, a person eats basar from an eagle, it's an aver. It's a iftame. If he eats it, it's not mitame him. A dead eagle is not mitame b'maga b'masa. The shmoina shvatzim, there are eight rodents that are singled out. That was in Parsha Shmini, I think. So the shmoina shvatzim amur matar mitame b'maga, but not b'masa. If it's wrapped up, or you're wearing gloves, there's no maga, it's not metame b'mas. If you have nivlas behem, or let's say meat in the A&P, in the refrigerator, so the meat is nevela, so even if it's wrapped up and you pick it up, it's metame b'masa. Metame b'maga u'b'masa, not metame b'ohel. If you walk into the store, it's not metame you. If you have a meis adam, that's metame b'maga b'masa u'b'ohel, even if you're just in the same room. What about nivlas ha'of? So nivlas ha'of is not metame b'maga b'masa b'ol, not at all, only metame abes avli, if you swallow it. And it's only nivlas ha'if toh. Nivlas ha'if tameh is not metame at all, even if you swallow it. So that's what the pasuk says, nivlas ha'if toh, l'tom avo, ani Hashem, if the Kohen is going to eat nivlas ha'if toh, see, the concept of treifa only makes sense by oif tohar. By an oif tohar, you're not allowed to eat it, period. It's an oif tohar. So the Pasuk says, nevela treifa, to indicate, we're talking about nivlas oif tohar as opposed to nivlas oif tohar. Only by tohar, where there's a concept of treifa, by oif tohar, it's insignificant, it's inconsequential, whether it's treifa or not. So by nivlas oif tohar, if you eat a nevela, it's metame bebeis ablia. What kind of a din is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay, and Asven Deraiser, Rab Chaim has the exact same thing, but Rabbi Yosef Engel has more. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a suffix with three tzedorim. Rab Chaim only has two tzedorim. What's the nature of the din over here? Is it that Nivla Saif Tohar is metame b'maga only in the Beis Avliya? Beis Avliya is really maga Beis Hastorim. So it really should not be metame. So that's kula chiddush, that nivla saif tohar is metame b'maga in the Beis Avliya. Or should you say, no, it's maga Beis Hastorim, it's not metame. Maybe the pshat is that it's masa, metame, but if you pick it up like this, a nivla saif tohar, it's not metame b'masa like this. I pick up a nivla saif in the A&P, it won't be metame mi b'masa, only b'masa Beis Hastorim. Or should I say, no, that it's not metame b'maga or b'masa, it's metame maisa achila. So the main nafkemina, so there are a few nafkeminas. What if you have nivlas hef tohar and it's wrapped up in cellophane or something and the guy swallows it the way it is with the wrapper? So if it's metame b'toris maga, maga beis hastorim, so it's wrapped up, so there's no maga. If it's metame b'toris masa, so even if it's wrapped up in something that's not roi l'achila, if you eat a sandwich, so the nivlas hef tohar is not touching the neck because the bread is touching the neck, so that's called achila. That's called achila. That's maga. But if it's covered with something that's not edible, so that's not called maga. That's called masa. So if nivla seif tohar is metame b'toras maga, if korcha b'ziv, if it's wrapped up in cellophane, there's no maga. But if it's metame b'toras masa, then it is metame. And if it's metame b'toras achila, then Rabbi Yosef Engel with Rab Chaim, they both point out this is a machlokes hatanoim. Then even if you eat half a gezeis now, half a gezeis later, turka de achilas pras, it'll be mitztaref because the achilas is metame. But if it's betoris maga, betoris mas, it has to be the full gezeis bevasachas. There wouldn't be a din that is mitztaref turka de achilas pras. Rabbi Yosef Engel shows that there are opinions for each step of the way. The shita that it's masa, that's a tesis at the end of the first perek in Sanhedrin. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's bekiyus. Rabbi Chaim only has the other two tzedorim. Is it metame b'toras achila or is it metame b'toras maga? Nafkemina, what if you ate two hef kezesim toka de achilas pras? So if it's b'toras achila, it's mitztarfim. And if it's b'toras maga, it's not mitztarfim. So Rabbi Chaim has, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted even the third tzad, that it's b'toras masa. He quoted the Tosfos in the end of the first perek in Sanhedrin.
Didn't we say that? kohen is does malika, and in Beis Hamikdash instead of shrita and so he might think that it's mutter to eat
nevela
when it's.
Yeah, the Gemara has that, yeah. So Kamash Malan, no, it's not a nevela. Malikosa zuish chitosa. That's how the Gemara says. Not, you shouldn't think that he's allowed to eat malikosa, the shows that he's permitted to eat nevela. The answer is no, he's not allowed to eat nevela. Malikosa zuish chitosa, that is the shchita. Yeah. Then the Torah has the prohibitions that a zar, a non-kohen, is not permitted to eat truma. If he eats truma b'mezid, is misa v'dei shemayim. Misa b'ki chalu. But if he eats truma b'shoigeg, then there's a penalty. He has to give kerem chaimesh. There's no oshem. Kerem chaimesh oshem, that's by me'ilo. By zar shachal truma b'shoigeg, has to give kerem chaimesh. And the pasuk has the expression, ish ki echol kodesh b'shgoga, yosech hamashisa olav, gives kerem chaimesh, v'nasan lakoynes ha-kodesh. What do you mean, nasan lakoynes ha-kodesh? So the Mishnah says in trumas, he shouldn't pay cash. He has to give dobah haroi li'as kodesh. Whatever the type of food was that he ate, that was truma. So if he ate potatoes, if he ate cookies, whatever he ate, he should give davar harayli as kodesh, and it'll be nitfas begedushas truma. And if someone, a zar, will eat that b'shoigeg, he'll mechuyev b'mechuyev. If I'll eat it again, the cookie that I gave, it'll be nitfas begedushas truma. So if I'll eat that, I'll mechuyev to give another kerem chaimish for that. The Rambam has a unique sheet, and the Mishlei Mala points out the Rov Rishonim don't agree that you have to give davar haroi le'as kodesh. Even applies if the zar shachal truma b'mezid. Also, you're not meisiv chaimish. The tosefes chaimish is only for ochal b'shgoga, ochal b'mezid not. But the last part of the pasuk, when asan lakanes hakodesh, you can't be yotze with kesh. You have to give davar haroi le'as kodesh. If you drank wine of truma, you have to give wine. If you ate cookies of truma, you have to give that type of food. That applies even ochal truma b'mezid. So most of the rishonim hold not so. That the both parts of the pasuk, both the Tosefes Chaimish and the Dabar Haroi Le'as Kodesh, only applies if it's Achal Truma B'Shoigeg. Abdenezer has a very fascinating discussion. One of his grandchildren sent him a letter. So he has a pilpul. What's the din? Bikurim has the same status as Truma. The Mishnah says there are five things that are Shem Echad. Let's say a person eats non-kosher food. How much food does he have to eat in order to get malchus? So it's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah Malchus. Reb Shimon holds kol shehu l'malchus. If you eat a mashu, chatzi shir is asman atoira, and you loike, and you only need a kazayis in order to be chayv chatos. If you eat a kazayis chayla b'shege, you get chayv chatos. You eat a chatzi kazayis chayla b'shege, you get not chayv chatos. But if you ate the chaylev or the basa b'cholav, b'mezid, you're lucky even if you had a kol shehu. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon's opinion. We pass and you need a kazayis. What if I ate a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of basa b'cholav, half a kazayis of pigol, half a kazayis of noisar? So that's a machlek zatanon, where they say yisurim mitzdar from zeh zeh, and we pass and no. Reb Meir holds yisurim mitzdar from zeh zeh, we pass and any yisurim mitzdar from zeh zeh. You have to eat that, you have to eat a full kazayis of basa b'cholav, a full kazayis of chaylev, in order to be loike. So the Mishnah says in Me'ila, Maseches Me'ila, that there are five things that are all Shem Echad. Truma, Chala, Bikurim, and Maisa Mena Maisa. Five things or four things? Mishnah has four things. Truma Gedayla, Maisa Mena Maisa, Chala, and Bikurim. These four are Shem Echad. They're all considered Truma. So the din is, let's say, Azar Sha'achal Bikurim, B'shoigeg has to give kerem chaimish, but also lakoynes hakodesh. So the grandchild of the Avnezer corresponded with the grandfather. Bikurim is a hybrid of two dinim. It has like kedushas ma'aser sheni, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and ma'aser sheni may not is also lo'oinen lo'echal to be oinen emenu. So bikurim may not be eaten ba'aninus, and bikurim has a din like truma. Ma'aser sheni can be eaten by kohen Levi Yisrael, by any Jewish person. But truma can only be eaten by a kohen. So bikurim is a combination of both. It has kedushas ma'aser sheni with kedushas truma on it. So if an non-kohen eats a half a gezeis of truma and half a gezeis of bikurim, it's all shem echad of truma, so he'll be loike. And if a non-kohen eats bikurim b'shoigeg, he has to give kerem chaimish. So the shaila was, when you designate the peiris, I ate, I'm not a kohen, so I ate truma b'shoikeg, so I give peiris, davar ragli is kodesh, and it converts to become truma. Does it also become, I ate bikurim b'shoikeg, does it become like truma, that it can be eaten chutz Yerushalayim, and it can be eaten by ninus, truma may be eaten by ninus. So they say, no, it becomes mamish like bikurim. Or he say, no, that half of bikurim is b'toras ma'ishusheni. If a person eats ma'ishusheni shaloi kedin, there is no din of giving kerem or chaymish. Maybe the din of giving kerem and chaymish by bikurim is only machmas ha'trum shebo, not machmas ha'ma'ishusheni shebo. So maybe, v'nosan l'kainas ha'kodesh, when you ate bikurim b'shazaritz, bikurim b'shoigig, and he has to give peiris, and the peiris become kodesh, they'll only become truma, they won't become the full bikurim that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So he has a pilpul about that. It's an interesting discussion. It's sharp. There is room to distinguish. There is room to distinguish. Then the psukim say there's a din of balmum, that if the kohen is a balmum, he can't be makor karbonis. The Mishnah says that a lefty cannot be makor karbonis. So the different opinions on Rashi, why is a lefty puzzle? So one day in Rashi, a lefty is considered a balmum. So that's what the... One of the Talmid Chachamim was joking, Rabbi Chaim Ilson, who was always kidding about this. The Gemara says, whatever is considered a mum by Kohanim, if you marry a girl and you find out afterwards that she has a mum, that is Kiddush HaTorah. So if I marry a girl, find out later on she's a lefty, so I can back out from the whole Shidduch, it's Kiddush HaTorah. How can it be? So that's one pshat in Rashi, a lefty is a balmum. Then Rashi has another two pshatim, another pshat, no, not that a lefty is a balmum, a lefty zayin shavah b'zara shalaren. That's another thing. If a kohen doesn't have a balmum, but he's queer, he's awkward, he doesn't look normal, he's not shavah b'zara shalaren. So that's a din l'chatchila. He's not allowed to be makor karbonis, but b'riyevit is makor karbonis, it'll be kosher. So the other opinion of Rashi is that the lefty is posel l'chatchila kosher b'riyevit posel l'chatchila because zayin shavah b'zara shalaren. Also questionable. There are a lot of people who are lefties. How can it be? It's a big percentage of people. How can you say it's in the Shavu B'Zara Shalom?
Doesn't look strange either.
Yeah, it doesn't look so strange. And the third pshat in Rashi is the easiest pshat, that the din is you have to be do avoda bimin. So bimin means the right side of the body and the stronger of the two arms. So he doesn't have a yamin. The left arm is stronger than the right arm, and the right arm is not strong. So he doesn't have a yamin. Yamin has to be min beruchas and min bekoich. Min beruchas has to be this side of the body. It has to be min bekoich, the stronger of the two. He doesn't have a yamin. So that will pass even by the evid if he doesn't do avoid it, be min. That's a shaila. If a lefty does avoid it, would it be possible by the evid or not? Anyway, so the Chumash has the din and lists off all the psulim of balmum by Kohanim, then lists off psulim of balmum by behemoth. So the Gemara has an avodah zarah in the first parak. If a non-Jew wants to make a boma and give a korban l'ashamayim, that's fine, gesundheit, you can make your own. There's no iser shchut echutz by goyim. There's an iser avodah zarah, he's not allowed to be makor of korbanis l'avodah zarah, but l'ashamayim gesundheit, and there's no din of bali mumin. He can be makor bali mumin. But there's a din of mechusar eva, just like we learned, there's a din of mechusar eva by oifus, there's no din of balmum by oifus, but mechusar eva is possible. So by Bnei Noach also, if a Nochi wants to offer a korban on his own private mizbeach, he can't bring a korban balmum to the Beis HaMikdash. We won't accept it. It says, Miad benech la sakriva seila l'Hashem. If a Nochi wants to bring korbanos, we do accept. But if he wants to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a balmum, we can't accept it. We tell him, we want to bring a balmum, make your own bama somewhere, it'd be makriv l'ashamayim, but we can't accept it in the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Nochi wants to be makriv ha-mechusarev l'ashamayim, that the Gemara says he's not allowed to. So Tais is there in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Tais has a kasha. The Nochim have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Which one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach is this, that you're not allowed to be makriv ha-mechusarev? What's the aver over here? What aver is the yoiva? So Tosis says, if he took a neder that he's going to bring a carbon oil and he brings a mechusar eiver, he's not yotzei his neder. So Rabbi Kaveger is on the bottom of the page in the Gilyan Hashas, who says the Nochi is Layachon Dvara doesn't apply to Nochim either. That's only by Jews. A Jew takes a neder and he doesn't observe it, so he's a violation of Layachon Dvara. If a Nochi takes a neder not to eat potato chips and he goes and eats a potato chip, so whatever they do, Le'achad Dvar is not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninach, so he doesn't understand what Taisus said. That's an issue. What's the Yisr? But the Gemara says, a Nochri is not permitted to bring him in the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring Lashamayim, we'll accept Karba from a Goy, but we can't accept Yad Ben Echel HaSakri V'Seilo Lashem and the Beis HaMikdash. But if you want to bring on your own Bama, you tell a Goy, bring on your own Bama Lashamayim. But if he wants to bring him Mechus HaReva on his own Bama, that he's not allowed to do. So what exactly is the issue? Yeah, the Gemara had a suffix, whether Kohanim Ashlucha Didan Ashlucha Derachmona. So Achroinim are bothered with their kasha. Why didn't they prove it from the Pasuk? It says, Miyad ben Echel HaSakriba HaSeil El Hashem. If the Nochri brings a Korban Oilo that has no Mumin, we do accept it. It can't be Shlucha Didan. How can the Kohen, there's no Shlichas La'akum. There's no Shlichas La'akum. So it has to be Shlucha Derachmona. So that's what the Achronim answer. Yeah, if an Ocher brings a carbon, everybody knows that the Kohanim are functioning as Shlucha Derachmana. The whole suffix was, if a Jew brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and Jews do have Shlichas, so what's the din over here? Does the Bala carbon appoint the Kohen as a Shliach, and a Shlucha Didan, or say no, Shlucha Derachmana? So the Gemara Kedushin was Pesha, it has to be Shlucha Derachmana, because Meika Midi, he's not a Kohen. He himself can't be makar. But if a non-Jew brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and you accept it, b'hechriach, you have to say that it's shlucha derachman. Can't say shlucha derachman, because ain't shlichus la'akum. Tosfos had a machlokes with the Rash regarding this din. A zar she'ochel truma b'shogeg has to give kerem v'chomesh. So Tosfos came up with a big chiddush that there are three categories of tashlum and mamon. There's mamon, and there's knas, and there's kapara. So what's an example of mamon? A mazik is chavera. You have to be a borrowed money, a halvor. So that's mamon. What's an example of knas? Einus mefatim, oitzi shema. Kefer dalvei, chamishim shekel of einus mefatim, so that's knas. And what's kapara? So kufra, kapara. Sharmut, shaharagas adam, you pay kufra. So then Tosfos says a chiddush that tashlum echaimesh is also for the purpose of kapara. When zar shochel truma b'shoigeg, so the Gemara says just like if a person violates an avera sheyesh bo kores, so if he would have done the avera, guys mechal shabbos b'meizid is chayv kores, guy eats on yom kippur b'meizid is chayv kores. If you do b'shoigeg, you chayv echata. So the Gemara makes a hashvah. Similarly, if a zar would eat truma b'meizid, there would be punishment. Misa b'deishem mayim, misa b'kiy chaluluhu. So if he ate the truma b'shegig, zashach the truma b'shegig, he needs a kapara. He doesn't need a kapara v'chatos. That's only zdona koris shigosa chata. Here it's zdona misa b'deishem mayim. So shigigosa is chaymesh. So the chaymesh is a kapara for the avera, which is so serious that if he would have done it, amazing, it would have been chay misa b'deishem mayim. So that's what Tosfos came up with the Chiddush, that there's not only Kofer, Kufra Kapara, Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigig, has to give Chaymesh, the Gemara compared it to Achatos. So this is also Kapara. And Tosfos has all the Nafkaminas that Kapara is different from Mamon and Knas. And the Rash disagrees with Tosfos. He said, where did they come up with such a Chiddush? And the Rash HaMishnah is Trumas, quotes the Balei HaTosfos, and he disagrees. So that's a machlekes where the zar shachal truma b'shegi case pays the chaybesh. Is that b'toris kapara or no? It's not. It's mamayna. It's not kapara. If a person stole money from someone else and he swears falsely, that's the parsha of Hashem Gzelois. At the end, the parsha is Vayikra. If you swore falsely and then you admit that you swore falsely, you have to give kerem v'chaymesh, and then you have to bring Hashem Gzelois. So that chaymesh, that's a discussion in the Gemara in the end of Baba Kama Kuf Vav. The Gemara brings Rai after Rai after Rai that Chaimish is not Kapara, that's Mamayna. What was the whole issue? So according to Tosfos, we understand, because the Chaimish over here is Batoris Kapara, and he has a lot of Nafkaminis, Tosfos lists off. So the Gemara proves that the Chaimish by Hashem Gzelos, Nishba Lasheker, that I don't owe you the money, and then I admit that I swore falsely, I have to give Shilam Moshe Barosha v'chamishitza v'yosef olav, at the end of Parshas, that's in the Maftir, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, that Chaimish is Mamayna. It's not like the Chaimish over here. According to the Rash, that even the Chaimish by Zav Shachal Truma b'Shoigeg is not b'Toras Kapara, so it's a question, why did the Gemara even raise the issue in the end of Bava Kama, whether the Chaimish by Hashem Gzelos is Kapara or not?
Doesn't Mamayna mean by definition paying back?
Mamona means to make good the hepsid that the other one lost. That's my fault.
Okay. So, but if it isn't,
he
is
paying. Right, he's paying more.
He's a chomish. If you pay more, then sometimes it's more than a chomish. Sometimes it's less than a chomish. Yeah. In other words,
if it's more than Karen, then maybe I should call it knas. So Tay says no, it's different from knas. It's kaporim. It's not knas. So the Rash disagrees. I mean, according to the Rash, it ought to be labeled as knas. Maybe it should be. Maybe it should be called knas. It can't be considered kapar. It can't be considered mamayna because it's more than the keren. It should be considered knas. Could be. Then the parsha ends off with the dinim of the parsha samoados. There are three parshas in the Chumash that have the parsha samoados. Parsha samor, parsha pinchas, and parsha re'ei. So our practice is that on Yomim Tovim, on the first day's Yontif, we lay in Parsha Samor. Because in Parsha Samor, this is of the Issa Malocha. So you got to tell the people, from day number one, there's an Issa Malocha. On the last days of Yontif, Shvi Shal Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres, we read from Parshas Re'ei about Riach Hagiga, because that has Tashlum and Kol Shiva. The Issa Malocha, if you're going to violate the first day, they're going to be Farfam. So that's what Ram Soloveitchik said. You have to lay namor on the first day Yontif. People should know there's an Issa Malocha. You can't wait till the last day and announce that there was an Issa Malocha. What is going to help if you announce on the last day? But on the last day Yontif, you read from Parshas Re'ei, because if they didn't bring the Karbonos on the first day, you can bring on the last day. And Parshas Pinchas has about the Musafim. So that was instituted in the days of the Goyim, that you take out a second Sefer Torah on Yontif, and you lay in the Maftir is from Parshas Pinchas. Medina the Gemara, you don't have that. That was in the days of the Goyim that was instituted. And the Shalma farm, so saying.
On the first day of Pesach, we don't read Parsha.
What do we lay?
Meshach
Tura, yeah. Kol Abchor. Kol Abchor, yeah.
No,
well,
first day.
That's the end.
The first day we read.
Mishcho Kulahem. So what's the second day? Meshach Tura.
Shurakes
of
Eiski. The second day is
Second day Yontif, okay. Second day Yontif. Shor Kesav Eiski Yivale. Where is that? That's where?
Emma.
Oh. So the second day Yontif, right.
We read on the first day of the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't read it on Shavuot either, or it's kind of like
the Uh-huh. Approximately. Okay.
We read whatever, we don't have anything better for you to read.
Okay.
So we mentioned Tis Mitzrayim because it happened on Tezbov, so we read that as well. Shvi Shal Pesach, we read Krisi Yamsov because it happened on Shvi. We read it on Shavuos, we read it on the Torah because it happened on Shavuos.
Yeah.
And every last day you have to guess both.
There's a famous comment that one of the Gedolim made that's very questionable. The last few psukim right before the Parsha Samoados, the Parsha ends Revi, starts Parsha Samoados. So the last few psukim have Shorakes Veiski, Vole Behoshiva Sam Tachasimo, Mashmini Beholi Yerotsa the Karbanisha Lashem. You have to wait till the eighth day. So how do you define the eighth day? So some understood, incorrectly, some understood that it goes 7 days Meisleis. If the Behema was born a minute before the Shkia, so you have to wait till 7 full days, Meisleis, later. You don't say, when it comes Shkia, that's the end of the first day, next day, and then on the eighth day you can bring already. No, you have to wait 7 full. That's incorrect. The Prima Godim says like that. You need 7 days, Meisleis, and Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page of the Prima Godim shows it's against the Rashi, it's against the Gemara Rashi in Masechah Shabbos. Then the second day in the second day in the Parsha, also, he has been a losish chatu b'yoyim echod, shor oseh. Also, he has been a losish chatu b'yoyim echod. That depends, that's the Mishnah says, that depends on Yom HaShal Torah, on Shkia. On Shkia. And the third din, chis his b'chu zavach toil Hashem tzanach, he yidit yom v'layla, a toida is a subcategory of a shlamim. So a shlamim is nechod shnei yom v'layla echod, and a toida is only nechod yom v'layla, because halayla ho'lach achra yom. But again, to the din osvi esbeno, it's a yom halach achar alaylo. The day goes from sundown to sundown. But in Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says, Bekotchem, in Beis Hamikdash is halayla halach achar yom. So you have three dinim of yom. Shivas yam tachasinima depends on meis leis, that's what the Prima Godim says. Also, as you know, depends on Yom Shal Torah, that Hayom Halach Achra Laila, from sundown to sundown. And the third din, by Kotchim, it's Halayla Halach Achra Hayom. You can eat the Korban Toidah, the Chatos, and the Hashem, Yom Valayla, Valayla. So it's each din contradicts the other din. So that's why it concludes, Ani Hashem, don't ask any kashas. So this is a void that one of the Gedolim said, because the Torah has three different definitions of Yom, and they contradict each other, so Hashem says, don't ask any kashas. So it's a nice word, but it's not always gehalten al pi din, because the din of Shivas Yom Tachasima, that's where Rabbi Kivega is masik on the Prima Godim. It's a beferish in the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, that it doesn't depend on 7 days meis leis l'rad dinin. Yom HaYamayim, if you kill your Rebbe K'naini, if he survives Yom HaYamayim, that means meis leis, so then the Odon is not chai misa. There are dinim that depend on meis leis, but not the din of over here, of Shivas Yom. Shivas Yom depends on Yom HaShol Torah. After the Parsha Samodos, at the end of the Parsha, you have right afterwards the din of Adlokas HaMendoira. So the Rekeach was one of the late Bali HaTestvus. He has a commentary on Chumash. So he writes that the Torah put the Parsha of Menorah right after the Karbonis to be Meramis, that there's going to come another Yom Tov that's going to have to do with the Menorah, that's Chanukah. So that's a remes for Chanukah. So that's a famous, the B'nai Yisoscha talks about this Rekeach, and others where I'm quoted, the remes for Chanukah. There's a Gemara in Bamim Adlikin, beginning by Mamad Likin, which psilas hashmonim are you not allowed to use for Shabbos? Because there's a chashash, it's not going to burn well, so you may, by mistake, forget, and you'll be mechal Shabbos to fix the flame. So it says there's a list of psilas hashmonim that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, psilas hashmonim shama chacham emeim adik meim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it for menorah either, because menorah has to burn nicely. So Rabbi Kivega asked on the side of the Gemara, shmonim? The shmanim that it says in the Chumash, you can't, of course you can't use. It says you need shemaz ayzoch kosis lamar. You can't use peanut oil. You can't use other oils. Pasuk said beferish, only shemaz ayzoch. So Rabbi Kivega says he thinks that it's a misprint, and they point out that in many kisvei out of the Gemara, they don't have the two words psilus and shmanim. It just says psilus. Shama chacham eim adlik mehem shabbos eim adlik mehem b'merar. That's on the first amid aleph and b'amem adlikan. The b'amadlikan starts on amid base. So the first amid aleph has this. Rabbi Kivega asked the kasha on shmonim, so they point out that many of the kisveya don't have the word shmonim. So there was this balabos, Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo, put out the three fat volumes of his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvos, Rav Sadia Goen. He talks about all the topics that irregular topics. So this is one of his topics. So he tries to demonstrate. He thinks that there are opinions that the menorah really, you don't have to use shemaz ayzoch. You can use peanut oil for the menorah also. You can use any kind of oil you want. It's only a hidur to use shemaz ayzoch. So the girsa in the Gemara, the old girsa, the one Rabbi Kivega crossed out, he said, maybe it is good. That's a chiddush. That other shmonim are also good. He thinks that he has such a source in the medrash. Then you have next, you have the din of the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim, we paskin, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. One Tana holds you are allowed. You can bake it on Shabbos. We paskin is not, afiyosin is not derech Shabbos. You bake it on Erev Shabbos, put it on the shulchan on Shabbos, and it sits there for a week. Take it off next Shabbos, and the Kohanim have to eat it out yom v'laylo at chatzos, like a korban mincha. It's a yom v'laylo at chatzos. So why is it called lechem aponim? Because it had a special shape. It had to have a special shape. What is a special shape? So on the Gemara in Menachos, and Perek Shtei Alechem, they have the dinim of Lechem Afonim also, at the end of the Mesich, the Perek Shtei Alechem, it's a Machloikas HaMaroim and the Gemara. Was it the shape of a Sfino Rokedes, like a canoe, a point at each shape and it's bulky in the middle, wider, like a canoe, or it's Kemin Teva Prutza, like a big trunk, a rectangular shape trunk. So there are two Minhogim, the Chalas on Shabbos, there are two Minhogim, where they have Chalas, sectional Chalas, like Kemin Teva Prutza, like a trunk, like a table. Or Kemin Sfina Rakedas, you have the other kind of Chalmas, you have the two points at the two ends. On Yom Tov, it's not Zecha Lalechem Aponim. On Shabbos, there's such a line in the Zohar that the Poskim talk about, you should really have Yud Beis Chalmas on the table, because the Chalmas are Zecha Lalechem Aponim. On Yom Tov, it has nothing to do with the Lalechem Aponim. So Yom Tov, the meaning was that you make round Chalmas. But on Shabbos, the minhag is either you make like Sfina or Akedis and you make him into Eber Prutza, because the Lechem HaPana on Shabbos is supposed to be Zecha the Lechem HaPana. Then the parasha ends off with the din of the...
They don't look anything like either one. Our colors on Shabbos.
No.
Like a
canoe? Yeah. The braided chalas have two points at the two ends, and they're fat in the middle. So that's like a canoe. Yeah. And the other people...
Literally.
Yeah, and the others have kemin teva pruta. It's a sectional chala. You have rectangular shape, and it has a depth.
I thought Sfina Rokedis meant the bottom. That it comes to a point at the bottom, and it's wider towards the top.
That's probably too hard to do by the chalas, but so you have the other part as the two points at the two ends. Yeah. The parsha ends with the din of the Megadev. The Megadev was a Hirashua. They weren't told that he's Chayv Misa at all. They were told the Lakim Loisekalal. They were told there's a lot, but they didn't know that there's any punishment. So the question was, a guy curses the Baruch Shalom, the whole thing is a joke. Pasuk says, "Until in Yosef Bishamayim Yischak Hashem Yilaglomer." The Baruch Shalom is having a good laugh. So maybe he's not chayv anything. Maybe the guy who has him got it. So they didn't know what to do. So it was a hirasha that they locked him up. So Baruch Shalom, Rabbi Hirsch explains in his commentary on Chumash that the punishment always corresponds to the chaymu haver. Maka nevish behemo yishalmen. If you kill a behemo, you pay. Maka adam yumas. If you kill a person, you chayv misa, because the punishment corresponds to the chaymu haver. So the question is, one who curses Hashem, is this a joke because the Baruch Hashem is chuckling in heaven? Who does the guy think he is? He has a good laugh. Or should we say, no, this is a very serious avera because it's going to destroy civilization? So that's what the Baruch Hashem says. The punishments always have to correspond to the chayma avera. And here this is very serious. Megadef is Hashem, is going to destroy civilization. You have to give him Misa. That was the chiddush. You have to give Misa. The Baruch Hashem laughs, but from our perspective, we have to give the guy Misa. There's this adif that doesn't apply to any other person. You need Samcho Kol Hashemim Es Yedeim. Who are the Shom? The Shomim are the Eidim, and Kol Hashemim are the Dayanim. The Shomim are the Eidim who heard him say the Chiruf Egidov. They have to put their hands on his head, and they have to say, Domcha Bereshecha, you deserve the punishment because you are Megadef Es Hashem. And the word Kol is marred by the Bezin also, because the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that when the Edom come to testify about the Megadef Es Hashem, so the Bezin tells him, Emor Masha Shamata Beferish, you have to say over word for word what the guy said. Why is it necessary to say the Gidduf? Let him write on a piece of paper he said this. Why do they have to pronounce the Gidduf? They'll explain to the Bezin what he said. No. Because the din requires the bezin has to be a shomea also. We're marbed not only the edim, the shomim, the kol hashomim is the bezin. So in hilchas edus, it wouldn't really be required that the edim should say emor mashu shamata beferish. But in order to enable a bezin to do the smicha that they should be considered kol hashomim, so the edim have to say word for word the chiruf v'gidiv that they heard. So special din only by Megadev doesn't apply to any other Chayvim Misa. That's how the Rambam points out. Without the Rambam, we also know like that. It's only a special din over here. Then you have the Pasuk, Mishpatecha Yerlachem. Everyone, no one is above the law. Everyone is judged the same. Kagek or Ezech Yer, whether you're a Ger or a naturally born a Jew, the dinim are the same for everybody. Dinim deraisa are like that. The din is the same for everybody. Dinim derabanan, that's the Shlomo Levilna has on the first Mishnah in Megillah. In the Cheshik Shlomo in the back of the Vilna Shas, he was the Magi on the Vilna Shas. So he has his Horus in the back. So he says, why did they make a takana that sometimes you read the Megillah on the Yodalot, sometimes Tezvav, and sometimes on the Yom HaKnisa before? Usually the din is Mishpatech Yolachem. So he said, that's by dinim deraisa. Everybody has to observe the din exactly the same. But a din derabbanan, they wanted everybody to know it's only a din derabbanan. They didn't want to violate Baal Tosif. So they made a din, a takana derabbanan, that everybody should do the mitzvah on a different day. That's why it's not so bad that everybody observes Yom HaTzmaut on a different day. One demonstrates it's not a mitzvah deraisa, it's not mishpatechad yelachem. Nishgefelach, adarabbanan, has a value that you should show. You're not dealing with a din deraisa, that everybody has to observe it exactly the same. But the Gemara has the Pshutosh on Mikra Mishpatech Yelachem all Jews are treated equally, but the Gemara has an additional level. Mishpadech Yolachem refers back to the previous pasuk. Makabei Mishamen and Makiyodim Yuma said there's a hekesh between Dini Mamins and Dini Nefashis. So just like in Dini Nefashis in Idrish V'Chakira, so to a Dini Mamins in Idrish V'Chakira. Mishpadech Yolachem, Mamins is treated the same as Nefashis, that you need the Idrish V'Chakira. But that's not Pshuto Shamik. Pshuto Shamik, Mishpadech Yolachem, all Jews are treated the same. But that's an additional level of interpretation, that the Mamanus is treated the same as Nefashis. Okay? Shabbat Shalom. So next week is finals. So I'm giving Shurim, whoever wants is invited. So Sunday, the Shir is 12 to 12:45 on the topic of Pirvi Rivya. Simon Aleph and Ebenezer. Okay. So the questions? Yeah, take home a copy.